Hello, this is Dr. Paula Fellingham with the 5 principles that will powerfully strengthen your family and your business. You know, the very things that keep you close to your family members will also help you connect with your employees and co-workers. As you listen, try to apply the principles to your family and your business. Sometimes we'll be talking about principles that will strengthen families. We're going to start out that way. And sometimes we'll be focusing on our business principles. But let's start out with the things that help keep you close to your teenagers. And again, think employees and co-workers. Number one, try to remember what it was like to be a teenager or a new employee with their life experiences, their needs, their desires. Many times when parents and employers take themselves back in time to their experiences when they were younger, less experienced, it helps them regain that perspective. It helps them be more empathetic. What's that well-known advice? If you want to really understand a person, walk a mile in his or her shoes. Number two, be interested in what they're interested in. You know, people know when we're faking it. Take the time to learn about their hobbies, their activities, their interests. With your children, go to their games, their concerts, their special school events. Make sure you give them prime time instead of leftover time. Especially our teenagers will be impressed that you gave them your prime time and they'll love you for it. Number three, share your heart with them. How do we have a close relationship with anyone? How do we create that? We share our heartfelt feelings with them. We ask their opinions about things in their lives and our lives. To do the same with your teenagers and your employees is a wonderful idea because you want to be close. You want to share your concerns, your joys, your sorrows. When you do this, they'll likely reciprocate until you share the feelings of their hearts. Priceless moments. Communicating deeply with your teenager especially will bond you to them. And listen, listen, listen. Oh, isn't this true? Isn't this one of the key ways that we can develop strong relationships with everyone in our life circle? With your whole heart, listen and try to understand what they're not saying sometimes. Read between the lines and don't expect them to explain everything perfectly. Especially our teenagers are still maturing and often they don't know how to express their inner feelings. Help them out by asking appropriate, gentle questions, but mostly listen and be there for them. Number four, frequently the analogy is made about deposits and withdrawals when talking about raising children and having relationships with anyone in your life circle. It's a good analogy. It applies well in our discussion. The advice is this: make lots and lots of deposits into your children's employees' emotional bank accounts. In other words, praise them, appreciate them. Appreciate their everything that they do. They just love to be appreciated. William James said that it's one of the most important needs all humans have is simply to be appreciated, to know they're loved. Give them your time, your help, your respect, your empathy. Show people in your life circle with countless acts of caring and service that you do care about them deeply and you want them to be happy and to live good lives. Then when you require a deposit, and with our teenagers, it's like when you discipline them or you expect them to obey even if they don't want to, they'll be far more likely to accept that deposit and comply. This works with our employees and co-workers also. As we make deposits into their emotional bank accounts, then when we request something, take that withdrawal, they'll comply much more easily. They're happy to. Keep the bank account in the black with more deposits than withdrawals. This will contribute significantly to close, healthy relationships. And number five, don't sweat the small stuff. Adjust to people. Be flexible. And with our teenagers, adjust to their age-related needs. Don't expect way too much from them. And have a sense of humor with everyone, all of your relationships. You know, be fun. As a parent, Be a fun parent, one that your teenager and their friends like to be around. Laugh, joke with them. They love it. Invite their friends over to your fun-filled and refrigerator-filled home. In short, have a good time. Just enjoy life and don't sweat the small stuff. Now, another key in our strengthening our family and our business relationships is to create that sense of family at work and at home. Clearly understood messages, clearly understood missions, visions is a way to do this. Create these with your family. Let your employees know and educate them on the mission and the vision. Let them connect to that vision and to their work. Co-create measurable and specific goals with them and evaluate performance as you go along relative to the goals. You know, let me give you just a thought about young and older children and our employees in many cases, but sometimes not. But take this as a principle that's so important. Give choices. Especially children want to feel like they're an important part of the family team. Let them participate in creating the family rules and consequences for disobeying the rules. And at work, this works when, you know, they're creating rules for the atmosphere and on the floor maybe and wherever it is that they're working. To be able to have them participate in creating some of the rules that will affect them on a day-to-day basis. And then our children, when they disobey, you can say, gee, I'm sorry you chose to disobey your own rule. And now you'll have to, and then you tell them the consequence. I'm sorry. I'm sure that next time you'll make a better choice. You see, this way parents aren't imposing punishment on the child. These are decisions the child made. And he must abide by the consequences that he devised. Parents must first know clearly what their values are and then teach them to their children. And similarly, as business owners and managers, we need to know clearly what are our values and then share them and have our employees and those we work with connect on a heart level to our vision. Now, returning to the children, you know, our kids can't possibly make wise moral choices if they haven't been taught correct principles. And if we don't teach them well, they may learn erroneous, improper values from others. Today, many parents avoid declaring right from wrong. After all, they reason, everyone has the right to their own ideas, and who's to say the parents should impose their thinking on their children? Parents may argue that they don't want to require a lot of do's and don'ts. But hear this, families who do not have a clear core of moral values deprive their children of a solid basis for approaching life. Children want and need boundaries. They need to be clearly taught that in life there are principles of truth, which if lived, will bring happiness. If those principles or moral values are not part of your life, the consequence is always unhappiness. People in strong families are not afraid to talk about values. People in strong companies are not afraid to talk about values. They don't crumble if everyone doesn't agree with their point of view. They know where they stand, and they're willing to be recognized for it. Parents, we must not handicap our children by refusing to take a stand for that which is good and right. They need us to teach them. To show them that there is a black and white. That honesty, for example, means to tell the truth every time, no matter what the consequences. Please teach your children to live moral lives and to make moral choices so they can be powerful forces for good in the world. We all recognize how desperately this nation needs good, moral leaders. Children who have been clearly taught how to live moral lives are able to move into society and to do what they know is right, not just what others say they should. The more candid the discussion of values in the home, the better prepared family members are to act in harmony with their own standards. If decisions are made not just on the basis of what is easiest, cheapest, fastest, or what will pay off, but what would be the right thing to do, children develop a higher sense of moral behavior. Such children wouldn't have the same fuzzy thinking a college student did who explained that he had stolen a bike because it wasn't locked. to this student, his behavior was the fault of someone else. When people behave according to a set of clear standards, their sense of self-worth and self-respect is elevated. We define ourselves by our values. Another wonderful idea, a way to create a sense of family, is to create a family goals statement. This just takes a few minutes, and it's remarkably powerful. You need to have a goal statement, a mission statement at work also. So important. Now back to the family. Your family goal statement is like a family constitution. It's a statement of your beliefs and your goals as a family. It's the definition of the course you want your family to take. Once you have that sense of direction, you can then set your long and short-term goals, and you have the vision and values that direct your lives. Like all families, your family needs to have a clear understanding of where you're going. When you follow a plan, each day can be in harmony with a vision you have of your lives. The steps you take will be in the right direction toward your personal and family goals. With family goal statements, all family members feel more like a team working together toward family happiness. Be sure you do this. Another idea, write your family rules and consequences all together with everyone participating. This is such a valuable exercise for family organization and unity. Doesn't take long, and it makes all the difference. Be sure that everyone has input and that everyone agrees and commits to obeying the family rules. Also, make sure that each family member has clarity about the consequences for disobeying rules. So let's give an example of a family goal statement, family mission statement, whatever it is you'd like to call it. And remember, this is just an example. Whatever your family decides is the best for you. Quote, the blank family goal is to have each family member be happy. We will do this by being kind, obeying family rules, supporting one another, and serving one another. In all of our thoughts, words, and actions, we will try to be kind. We will obey our family rules. Our rules are, then you list out your rules. Our family will support each other in our interests and talents by attending one another's activities. We will give service to one another and to our neighbors. And we will always love each other. Close quote. See how simple and fairly short that was? Now someone in your family might say, let's be cheerful. Let's treat each other the way we want to be treated. Anything that the family agrees is a good goal or belief should be added. And once everyone agrees on the behaviors that are important to your family, write them down. That's your mission statement. Then put it up somewhere in your home where it can be easily seen and read often. And as it relates to bonding with our employees, creating a mission statement is so very important. You know, a critical factor in choosing to stay with a job is working with a team of people we like and who we feel we're on the same page with, that we have unity and a connectiveness. Creating that mission statement will certainly add to this. Now let's talk about bonding with siblings. This begins with the very first day in a child's life and continues throughout the years. Helping children have close relationships begins with bonding with your baby and connecting with your kids. It's all about being there when your children need you, from their infant years through adulthood. When children feel loved and appreciated, they'll better love and appreciate those around them. Additionally, there are several other things parents can do to help children maintain close family relationships. Here's an idea. Give children many opportunities to serve family members, to help them. For example, we have four daughters, and when they were growing up, they had long hair and enjoyed occasionally wearing French braids. Well, I purposefully didn't ever learn how to French braid, so they'd rely on each other to fix their hair. Many a morning, I enjoyed hearing my daughter's laughter as they'd visit while braiding one another's hair. In families, there are a myriad of ways children can be encouraged to help, to serve one another. Another idea, have lots of traditions. Experiences and memories shared create bonded, close relationships. Some examples are pizza and a movie night once a week, homemade waffles every Sunday, raking a neighbor's yard all together every fall. Winter trips to the mountains to sled and have chili. Mom tucking children into bed each night with a story and a song. Healthy relationships are built on time spent together. As we join together and participate in a tradition, we share our lives in special ways that are unique to our family. Usually, the more we share our lives, the more we care for one another. Another idea? Create a family flag, a family song. Need ideas? Our family flag has symbols for three things we love. Music, a treble clef with a melody from a favorite song. Sports, we have a volleyball on it. And God, a drawing of the scriptures with a favorite verse written next to it. Our family song's lyric goes to the favorite melody of "It's a Great Big Wonderful World We Live In." And that song includes each family member's name. We just inserted them and created our own lyrics. Another thought, support one another in your hobbies and interests. As a family, attend each person's events and special moments as often as you possibly can. From little flag football games to high school, college graduations, marriages, and beyond. Be there as a family. This is huge. Another thought, and I know you probably do so many of these. These are just wonderful ideas to bond with siblings and connect with one another. Take family vacations that you all plan together. Another way that we can bond is to allow two or more children to make decisions together that will affect the whole family. For example, in your weekly meeting, and I hope you're having weekly meetings with your family when the children are young, you can suggest that two or more children plan a family event together. You'll help them if needed, but those children will make the decisions and work out the details of a fun family activity. And I just had a thought as I was sharing these ideas with you. If your children are grown, so many of these can be applied as grandmothers. How about this? Limit electronic media time. This is so important. Limit the time they spend on the internet and with their gadgets and their iPods. You know, instead, plan playtime, fun activities, picnics, hikes, trips to the library, sports, service to neighbors, practicing musical instruments, dance, so many things. Another thought that'll bond your children together is they can share bedrooms. Children who sleep side by side share a special connection and bond in special ways that strengthen their relationship. You know, my memories are, I always shared a king bed with my sweet sister growing up till our teenage years. When we were little, we shared it, and oh my goodness, that bedroom became a place for quiet conversation or uninhibited giggles, and usually the latter. When children share a bedroom, they must learn how to resolve disagreements and make compromises. You know, just, and I'm not suggesting that they need to sleep in the same bed, but even separate beds, you know, they learn how to respect each other's space. They learn how to live in harmony. So many of the strongest families in the past were large families that couldn't afford to have children in separate bedrooms, and it turns out that they were bonded in better ways than the ones who just always lived alone and did their own thing and did their own wash and, you know, worked on their own. I think it's better. Everybody all together go out and weed the garden. Everybody all together go rake the leaves. Do things together as a family. Another thought is to communicate deeply and openly with one another. So important. Another thought is to not compare your children with another. Don't compare them and don't try to be equal. Instead, explain how you love them for who they are, for their unique wonderfulness. Talk to them about how they're special in great detail. They love it. Another thought, encourage and help your children excel in at least one thing that's different than their siblings' accomplishments. This helps prevent sibling rivalry. Don't praise one child more than another. Privately praising individual children works better than gushing over one child in front of the others. Be careful of their tender feelings. Try to see things out of your children's eyes and be aware of possible ways they'll interpret your words and actions. And a last thought on bonding. Even when they try your patience and wear you down emotionally, try and be the kind of parent you know you should be. Avoid creating adversarial relationships with your children at all costs. Our children are with us for such a short time. Be cheerful, loving, and kind. Have a sense of humor. Make your home a fun place and to be and to welcome their friends to. They will love you for it.